Patriotism is the exact opposite of nationalism. Nationalism is a betrayal of patriotism. By saying, our interests first, who cares about the others? We erase what a nation holds dearest.
That was the French president making an oblique and hard to understand and therefore incredibly French point. It was, of course, a criticism of Donald Trump. It came during the commemorations of World War I in France, the 100-year anniversary of the armistice. President Trump has himself called himself a nationalist. He said that right before the midterm election. He was vilified for that in this country. But if you take a deep breath, you have to ask yourself, in an increasingly fractured America, could it be that we need more nationalism and not less? Nicholas Giordano is a professor of political science at Suffolk Community College, and he joins us tonight. Professor, thanks a lot for coming on. Tell us what nationalism actually is. If you could sum it up as crisply as you can, what is nationalism?
Hi, Tucker. Nationalism is important because it's what links us together as a country. We are a nation state. And so when you're looking at the concept of nationalism, it's the acceptance of the American creed, the tenets of the American creed, as well as it helps us to motivate us to help our country. Nationalism is one of the most important concepts out there. Macron's just wrong. It's as simple as that.
Well, so, I mean, the knock against nationalism is that there's something racially exclusive or racist about it. Is it inherently a racial creed? Does it have anything to do with race?
No, it doesn't. What nationalism does, it fosters the democratic consciousness. And that's an important point that people get wrong. We have a stake in the system. We are the legitimate authority over the system as the people of the United States. Prior to nationalism, loyalty was to one leader. Now it's to the country as a whole, and nationalism fosters patriotism. In my classroom, I use Hurricane Harvey as a great example. During Harvey, you had people that, citizens affected by the hurricane, took their own boats, their private boats, and they went and they helped out their fellow citizens. They didn't say, this is the black boat and the white boat's 15 minutes behind us. They didn't say, this is the Republican boat or the Democrat boat. They were just out there to help Americans, and that's what nationalism fosters. If you look at countries without nationalism, nationalism defeats tribalism. So Afghanistan, Libya, those countries are where tribalism is enforced. There's no loyalty to the country of Afghanistan as a whole or Libya as a whole. And that's why those countries have been engaged in tribal warfare for the last 3,000 years.
It's so nicely put what you just said. And it also, now that you say it, it's such an obvious point. Why would there be such a loud caucus against nationalism, against national unity?
Well, I think there's two things going on. When you look at someone like President Macron of France, I think he likes the idea of transnationalism, trying to replace the idea of nationalism with this regional nationalism. And then for other people, if we look at the United States, the people that say that nationalism is a bad thing or nationalism is racist, I think they just aren't necessarily proud of the country that the United States is. They focus on all the bad that the United States has done.
Right.
And they don't look at the positives of how the United States has actually changed the world.
Well, exactly. Professor, that was such a nice explanation. I hope you'll join us again. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.